when I was a kid especially, and even now, I really disliked the evening of December 25th. Can you imagine why? It's a whole nother year I got to wait again. I couldn't believe it. I'm so anticipating the Christmas, and I just couldn't wait. And we had such a great time, and my parents put on a big one. We had all these gifts, and we were just kind of like in this gift frenzy, ripping and carrying on. And then it's all over. Okay. Well, as you may have noticed from our scripture reading, I like to kind of hang on to the Christmas thing a little longer. It's easy in my family because of Violetta being from Ukraine. We also celebrate Orthodox Christmas, which is this past Wednesday, and we celebrate Orthodox New Year, which is called Old New Year. I never have quite figured that one out, but Old New Year is coming this coming Wednesday. And by the way, Pat, you said you need to have something done before the end of the year, so you were actually right on track. We'll go on the old calendar, and we still got that where it works out just right. Well, you probably didn't want to hear about my problem. That's probably not the reason you invited me here, but I got to tell you, I've had a problem for a long time. And the problem that I've had, going with Christmas in particular, is that I want Christmas to be special. I always want it to be just really special. I want it to be special for my little darling girls. You know, I want it to be special. And to make it special, I start trying to get everything in order. It's got to be just right, just right, just right. And what happens is I become a big irritant in my family. Okay? Trying to get everything just right so it can be special. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but there's times that I realize perhaps, maybe, I should just take a step back and enjoy the moment. Instead of anticipating, because as soon as Christmas gets here, I'm anticipating something else anyhow. I'm not really living in the moment. Now, you have to be careful. There's the old idea of living for the moment, which just means, you know, throw caution to the wind, do whatever you want, you know, just go out and have a good time, I don't care. But then there's the value, I believe, of living in the moment. That's what I want to talk about this morning, living in the moment. We just read about the shepherds. Let me set that up for you a little more. I know you've probably just, I don't know what you've heard over Christmas time. You've probably heard maybe these same verses someone has spoken to you about or you've studied yourself. We have Mary. She gives birth in this stable. We all know that story. And the baby's wrapped in swaddling clothing. I never understood what that meant when I was a kid, what the swaddling clothing was. My translation here says strips of cloth. That kind of helps me a little better. But here we have this going on, and at the same time, outside of town, we've got the shepherd thing going on. Okay, so here we got to imagine the shepherds. Here are the shepherds out here sitting on the hillside, just doing whatever shepherds do in the evening, you know, kind of just watching out for things, probably maybe having a little game of Uno or something, just enjoying life, you know. Maybe playing a little Bibleopoly, which would be, at that time, would be three-quarter Bibleopoly. You can think about that one there a little bit there. Three-quarter Bibleopoly. We only had the Old Testament at that time. Okay, but anyhow. So they're just having a good time, just doing what shepherds do, and all of a sudden, here comes the angel. And we hear the reaction. The reaction is not, by the way, hot dog, here's an angel. It's more like they were scared to death. They're terrified, we're told. What? Right in the middle of the game. By the way, that's probably a little ad lib there about the game. But whoa, what is this? And the angel's going, oh, no. Okay? It's okay. It's okay. We're not going to strike you down here. It's okay. Even if you're playing a game you weren't supposed to be playing, we're just going to, it's okay. Because I got good news for you. There's this great news. Great, 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 great news. What's just happened over in Bethlehem? There's a baby being born. I am doing some pretty good paraphrasing, you noticed here. But there's a baby being born, and wow, wow, you guys. And then the whole heavens open up. The angels are all start singing this whole host of angels. Can you imagine their sitting there? Just being the shepherd going. What happens now? What do I do now? The angel thing, and then they go back into heaven. Heaven closes up, and they're still fitting there. What do we do? What happens now? Well, I got to draw four card here now. Right? No. They're like, we got to get to Bethlehem. We got to get there. We got to get there now because, man, there's something amazing going on. We don't understand it all, but we want to be a part of it. We want to be a part of this moment. We want to continue in this moment. We've been blessed with a moment. Let's live in this moment. Boy, there's so much I've got to learn from that. So much. So many times as a Christian, and I believe all of us as Christians, we hear and we're told about looking to the future, looking to the end, where we win, okay, where we get to enter into God's presence. And we spend so much time thinking about that, or at least I do at times, about that anticipation, about that longing. And we should have that longing. We want to be in God's presence. We want to be with Jesus. We want to be there in a physical way. And yet, in my anticipation, sometimes I miss what God is gifting me with right here at this moment. Right here. I miss it. I get all wound up and twisted up because I want things to be a certain way. I expect things to be a certain way. And they don't happen that way. And then I get frustrated. And now I look forward even more. Okay, well, at least I'm just going to wait for heaven. And the cross becomes something in the distance that I'm trying to reach for. I've got to get to the cross. Get to the cross. Wherever the cross. I want to get. That's good. I want to keep the cross out there. But should the cross be so far in the future? Should the cross be this distant thing that I'm trying to reach? Or should the cross of Christ be in here? Am I looking too far? Should I be realizing that God has gifted me with His Spirit and that I'm in God's presence all the time? And there's a special moment happening all the time. Mary's reaction here is just amazing. Now picture Mary, okay? Here's Mary. She's just given birth in a stable. There's animals around. It's not very clean in stables. Even the cleanest stable, it's not going to quite be like a nice sterile hospital room or a bed or even a nice comfortable home birth. This is, whoa, nasty. And so Mary, of course, she's sitting there thinking, okay, all right, I've had the baby now, so and here's what we got to do next. And the next thing we need to do, we got to get back. We got to get the baby room painted. We got to get the little thing that goes around over the, whatever you call that, so the baby can sit there and do that. Yeah. No, what it says here is Mary is treasuring up the moment. She's living in the moment. She's thankful for the moment God has given her right now. She's not all worried and twisted up about what's coming next, what are we going to do? Oh, my goodness, this is terrible. Oh, Joseph, how could you have done this to me? Why? No, she's treasuring up the moment. I love to hike. I've been hiking. One of my favorite fishing game jobs ever. This is back in the late 90s. Larry Larson, who was my supervisor at the time, he and I had the job of exploring all the tributaries to the Kenai Lake system and the Kenai River system. I spent two summers with mental traps just hiking. And I love to hike. And on the weekends, I got done, I went hiking. Okay, that's how much I love to hike. But it was just this dream job. I remember Larry saying, wow, one day we're going to look back and say, this was the good old days. I remember thinking that when we got in the pickup, that was the good old day we just had right then. Okay, it was wonderful. I love hiking. And I've been blessed to take a lot of people hiking. But it's always amazing the different type of hikers you get. Okay, now there's one type of hiker, and I've been guilty of being this type of hiker myself. You jump out of the truck or the car or whatever, you're at the trailhead or wherever you're going hiking. And the first thing you want to do, I love to hike in the mountains, by the way. I walked on the beach yesterday. I enjoy all that too, but I really like mountains. And I jump out of the truck and look at the mountaintop where I'm heading. I'm like, that's where I'm going. Okay? And it's like this big wake, you know, just heading up there. And I'm going to the mountaintop. It doesn't matter. Trees, get out of my way. I'm bears. It doesn't matter. I'm heading to the mountaintop. Okay? That's one type of hiker. The other type of hiker gets out of the car, you know, puts on their whatever they got, their backpack or their little fanny pack thing, you know, and then before you get across the parking lot, they're like, well, look at that little rock. And you're like, yeah. And you know right then, this is going to be a long trip. And there's a good chance we're never even going to make it to the mountaintop today. At this pace. Okay. Well, I like to think I'm somewhere between the two. And generally I am. I remember a backpack trip I did with a guy in New Zealand one time. This man was a mountain marathon runner kind of guy. I thought we were going on a backpack trip. He was going on a race. I spent my whole time just looking way up there. He'd be waiting at some corner and make sure I was still coming. And then he takes off again, and I finally get up to that corner, and there he's looking over the next back down the hill at me, you know. And then there's the others again. You're like, okay, yeah, that's a nice flower. We already seen 5,000 of them just like that, this move. Well, used to I envied that mountain marathon runner. That's the guy. I was like, man, I wish I could get in better shape. I could be like him. I can, you know, I can just race up this mountaintop. Boy, race up to the mountaintop and just, man, be the first one there. I used to really envy that. But you know what? I've reached a point in my life where I'm starting to envy the person looking at the little stone in the parking lot. Because maybe I'm maturing. Well, so we're just getting old and it's too hard for you to hike up the mountain anymore. So yeah, you want to look at the rocks. Well, there's some truth in that too. But what I admire about that person is they're enjoying every bit of the trip. They're not worried about getting to the end right now. If they get there, great. But they're going to enjoy the journey. Michael Card sings a song about that. There's joy in the journey. Is there joy in your journey? Is there joy in my journey? Again, we get so wrapped up about the end result that we end up being miserable in the journey. I don't want to be miserable in the journey. I want to enjoy the journey. I want to be like these shepherds. I want to be like Mary. I want to treasure it up in my heart. The days leading up to Christmas, this coming year, 2015, the year we're already in, I want to do it differently. I want to just enjoy it coming. And the days leading up to Easter and the day leading up to tomorrow, I want to be able to enjoy and just realize that this moment is a gift from God. Jesus is the gift from God. Mary realizes this gift, that it wouldn't have mattered if it was Jesus. Mary was blessed with a baby. And Mary was enjoying having her baby. She was enjoying the moment. She was enjoying the journey. So many times, I've been on an airplane going someplace, going to Ukraine, and thinking, man, There's got to be a quicker way. When are they going to get this Star Trek thing worked out, man? I'm ready to step in the transporter. I want instant satisfaction. But you know what? As my daughters have gotten older, we found that we have a few movies we can take that we've never had a chance to watch, you know, or something like that. And we just try to enjoy the time. I still don't really enjoy an airplane that much. It's long. It's a long flight to Ukraine, by the way. We leave here. By the time we get to where we're going in Ukraine, it's usually 40 to 50 hours nonstop travel. It's a long trip. But believe it or not, we've actually got to where we kind of found ways to enjoy that. And a lot of that has to do with just being thankful that God is allowing me to be on the plane to begin with. It wasn't all that long ago. It would have been a lot longer than 40 or 50 hours to get to Ukraine. It would have been months to get to Ukraine. God gifts us in the journey, and that's what we need to realize, that we have been gifted. When we worship, it's a gift. It's the moment. When we're singing these songs together, thank you for the songs, but are you in the songs? Are you worshiping? Are you truly in the songs? Or are you thinking, okay, well, when we get into the announcements? Or when the announcements are going, okay, when's the announcements over so we can get on to the prayer? Or when's the prayer going to be done so we can get on? And how many times have we gone, oh, man, this has been such a great worship. I'm just worshiping God. Oh, it's so wonderful. Amen. Pat, how about what's the fishing prediction for this year? Kind of makes you stop and wonder where our minds really were. Were we really enjoying the moment, or were we totally someplace else? You know, I can't believe I've had it happen to me many times. Norton for Fishing Game, I've had someone immediately after amen walk up, you know, and they'll say, well, I know you work for Fish and Game. Do you happen to know what the limit is on penguins? And yeah, I don't think there is a season on penguins. Oh, great. No. There's no hunting season. I don't know anything about that. And yet, I'm just fascinated. It seems like such a special moment we've been having. And somebody didn't even get it. And guess what? I'm guilty of that myself sometimes. The worship's over. Okay, now. Okay, kids. Okay, wife. In the car. We got things to do. We got to move. Because I never have taken time to stop and enjoy. Are you enjoying the moments God gives you? I'm really striving to do that. That's the reason I'm bringing this lesson. I actually brought kind of a version of this lesson a couple weeks ago at Kenai Fellowship, because this really stuck with me this year, has been sticking with me. It's really spoke to me if I looked at Mary and if I looked at these shepherds. They didn't mind their lives being interrupted. And in fact, they were thankful for the interruption, because the interruption gave them a chance to be thankful to God and to treasure the moment up in their heart. We're going to sing a song. When we sing the song, treasure. When we leave here today, even when things aren't going great, find ways to treasure. It's not going great for me right now. Violetta may have to have pretty serious neck surgery this week. Vitalia, my oldest, looks like she's got the flu or something. She's got a horrible sore throat she's had for the last 2 or 3 days. My youngest has missed more school than she's been in school this year because of asthma problems. It's not been all that easy. Ukraine is a mess. My poor wife is translating every night, late into the night, trying to help people understand what's going on in her country there because of just the mess that's going on there. And yet I watch my wife smile. She still smiles. I watch my children. Poor Alicia, who's been sick for months, still jumps up in the morning, runs over and gives me a kiss on the cheek. No matter how bad she's feeling, I learn from my family, because my family's way better about understanding the importance of the moment. May we enjoy the moment as we stand and as we sing. And afterwards, I want to lead us in prayer.